It is time for Greatness Coaching again here on eRadio, and joined as always by Heidi M. She joined us again last week, back again with season two. Heidi, hello.
Hello there. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, especially now that I'm hearing your voice. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Eon. Yes, I'm back.
So, Heidi, listen, this is so interesting. Today we're talking about ghosting. Everybody is being ghosted online nowadays. They don't really talk about it because it kind of hurts your ego. But what is this ghosting thing, and why is it an increasing phenomenon?
Yes. It's never nice. Let's just get that out of the way. It sucks. You know, ghosting has actually been around since, as I found on the internet, like since the mid-80s.
Wow.
The term has just become more and more known to people because it's more prevalent these days because of the online dating scenario. And especially last year when people couldn't have as much physical contact with each other or meet up in real life as much as they normally would have. It became unfortunately more prevalent. So ghosting is when somebody breaks up with you or disappears from your life altogether, and they've cut off all communication. You know why it's more prevalent? It's because it's just so much easier to do it online. It's easier for a person to do this if they've never met you in real life. So, you know, you get two kinds of ghosters. The first kind, and unfortunately, this is not the most prevalent one, is the kind who they don't care. They really actually don't care about your feelings. They just think about themselves and they are selfish.
Yeah.
They're doing this because they are selfish. And it's almost like it's a little malicious where they're actually doing this on purpose. You do get people where they actually get a kick out of it. But like I said, this is by far the minority. The other kind is the kind who is a little nervous or an apprehensive kind of data, and they just don't know how to tell you that this is maybe not exactly what they envisioned, what they wanted for themselves, or that this relationship with you is going in the wrong direction, or that it's going too fast. And then if it's going in the wrong direction, or it's not what they wanted or envisioned at the beginning of your interactions, or that it's going too fast, they become insecure. And when people are insecure, they do things that don't really make sense, because you'll find that with ghosting, you'll often hear the person who is now being ghosted say, "But I didn't see this coming. I thought everything was going so well. This is out of the blue." You often hear that. And that is because this person on the other side became insecure and was living a kind of a facade up to a point, didn't know how to address the situation with you, didn't have the guts or the spine to tell you to your face what is going on, and then just disappeared. So insecurities really can hurt. Your insecurities can hurt your partner or your would-be partner or somebody that you're dating or the people around you quite a bit. So I think we have to be very careful with how we deal with our own insecurities for the sake of other people. You know, if one could be honest with oneself and say, listen, I just think this thing is going in the wrong direction, but I'm going to have the common decency. I'm going to be brave. I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to take 15 seconds and just type, text this person. Normally, it's not a great idea to break up with people over text. But now, if this is an online situation, I think text is 100% acceptable. Mm. And it certainly is preferable than over ghosting, you know. Yeah. Take 15 seconds. Type, I am so sorry. I cannot do this anymore. This is not exactly what I hoped it would be. I hope you will be okay, and I wish you all of the best. That is all you need to do. You don't need to explain yourself. You don't need to, certainly not if it's in the early days, you know. Mm. You don't have to over-explain. You don't have to overcompensate, I want to say, but you do need to do something that is just decent. You know, nobody likes being left in the lurch. Nobody likes not knowing what is going on. And I think that's what that ghosting thing does. And that's why it hurts so much.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you don't know what's going on. You feel insecure about yourself.
Yeah.
So if I'm insecure about myself and I just disappear from your life, then that's now making you feel insecure. Whereas 15 seconds, that's it, over and done with, and let's move on with our lives. Now, if you are the one who is being ghosted, don't accept. You must accept it. Look, that person took the time to let you know what's going on, and you need to now graciously accept that. If it's not for them, you're not going to make it be for them. You can't make somebody stay with you. You can't make somebody. I think you could for a short while, but it's certainly not going to be a quality relationship, and it's bound to bomb in the future. So I'm urging people out there, don't take the path of least resistance. Don't ghost. It is not fair. You know, you decided to go into this platform, whichever platform you chose, to date online. And you knew that there's a chance of relationships not working out or not going the way that you hoped for or going too fast. You must know all these things before you enter into this kind of relationship. So if you're a big enough person to do that and to enter into an online relationship with somebody, then you must also be a big enough person to be able to say, listen, I'm using my words here. This is not working for me.
Yeah.
And that is just the bottom line. And now I just want to take it a little bit outside of the online a dating scenario, and that is dating in real life. When you are dating somebody in real life, or you're seeing somebody, or you're just starting a relationship, you are not allowed to ghost that person. You're not allowed to do that. That is disgusting and disgraceful. If you've seen this person in real life and you've had a real live interaction with this person, I think ghosting then is an abomination.
Yeah.
That would be horrendous. Then you need to really use your words, pluck up the courage, put your big boy or big girl pants on and say, listen, I'm sorry, this is not working for me.
Yeah, I think, Heidi, it's so easy to hit that block button, you know, online. I find it quite cowardly, actually. But this in real life, I mean, that, as you just said, it's totally unacceptable.
It is. And you use the word cowardly, and that's true. And that is a person with, who is a coward, is a person with insecurities, a person who really actually can't deal with themselves. It might very well be somebody who doesn't like themselves. Because if you have the slightest iota of self-respect, you wouldn't want somebody to do that to you. Then why do you do it to somebody?
Exactly.
So that's the thing. And that's why I say you need to take 15 seconds and say, listen, I'm sorry, it's not working for me. And then even outside of the internet and online dating, if it's in real life, and I said at the beginning, it's not cool to break up with somebody via text, but even a text would be preferable to just ghosting somebody. Even that is better. So I'm saying grow a pair. That's what I'm saying.
I second that, Heidi. I was just thinking now, you know, you said it originated in the 80s. I was wondering, how did people ghost each other then? Did you not just, did you just not write back, or did you return to sender, or how did it work?
You you tore up their letter. Oh, or their fax.
Yeah. Yes.
Did they have faxes in those days? Yo, you stopped faxing each other.
Oh, that sounds so funny.
Or you don't answer your landline. You change your number.
Oh, my word, that's so funny. Yeah, but it's incredible. It's incredible that it originated way back then already, you know. It's human behavior.
Yes, way back when. Way back when people were cowards. Yes, and that's just another a bit of proof for us that humans don't change. Yeah. Our minds don't change. It's just our world and our bodies and our environment that change. So, yeah, a coward is a coward is a coward. Come on, grow a pair. Be a big boy, be a big girl. If you want to be a big boy and a big girl and you want to dating and play around, yeah, then you must be big enough to do what needs to be done. But yeah, if I just want to emphasize, if you are the one who is being ghosted, don't freak out. Don't degrade yourself. Don't grovel. Take it from who it comes, and remember that person most probably has immense insecurities, and you don't want to be with somebody like that anyway.
Yeah, you know, I actually know about a case of people, they've been ghosted, and then they actually go and alter their physical appearance because they think that there's something wrong with them if they've been ghosted repeatedly, and that is just so sad.
That is so sad. Instead of altering your physical appearance, why don't you just change your mind and your mindset and fall in love with yourself so that you can know that it's not about you. It's not about you. 90% of what happens and what we experience and in relationships is about the other person. So you need to stay strong, change your mind, not your body.
That's it. Heidi, thank you so much as always for your time. Tell me, how do we get hold of you on social media?
I would love to hear from you on Facebook at Greatness Coaching with Heidi M, and on Instagram at Greatness Coaching. Send me a message, a DM, or a comment, and yes, let's interact, let's chat.
And don't you dare ghost her.
I'm gonna let Eon know. You will deal with them, right?
Yes. Oh yes, absolutely. I will show no mercy.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good one.
Thank you, Heidi, and you. Next week, we obviously joining with the relationship topic that we've been on, and we're going to talk about getting over a bad breakup, how to get up again and move on and stop crying on your bed eating chocolates.
That's exactly it. I can't wait.
Same here. Heidi, thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.